Thank you so much, everybody, everyone out there for making it. Thank you guys so, so much for braving the rains and making it over here. I know, I mean, I've come from Juhu as well, so it's quite a drive here. So thank you all so much for being here. And what a welcome, wow, with all that music and everything. Thank you so much. I don't know where to start. I mean, I've been waiting for this day, I'll be honest. I've been waiting for this day since the Body Shop officially signed me. And I was like, that day is going to be a really, really special day for me. I'll tell you why as well. Because the first time I ever heard or came to even know about words like sustainability, the environment, kindness, love, all of these words, for the first time that I ever even knew what it meant, was when I was a little girl. Now, who introduced me to those words? I will tell you. My parents. The first time ever that I knew anything about kindness, about being good to the environment, about imbibing sustainable practices, about lending a helping hand, about just being better in anything that I do, was because of my parents when I was a little girl. So when you have a brand which imbibes all these values that are instilled in children from such a small age, and you have a brand who represents this in their practices, who has it as their principle, as their core values, it's something that you feel like, okay, this is what I want to be. This is what I strive to be. This is something that I want to be better at. So for me, when the Body Shop came to India for the first time, I was like, okay, there's no need now for me to wait for my parents to travel abroad, for me to give them the list of the things that I want. Because now we have it here in India, finally. And I have a store in Juhu.
Yeah.
So for me, I was like, you know, I don't need to wait for it any longer. So,
can I say something?
Sure.
You know, even before she became a brand ambassador to the Body Shop, we knew Shraddha because she used to be jogging every morning in Juhu. And she used to jog into a store in her track pants. And she used to rake up all the products, put them into a bag and jog off. So that's how we knew Shraddha. And our store teams love her because she's always there in the store. And that's much before we even met her officially. So that's Shraddha for you.
Yes.
And really, the store teams love her because she's there, she's chatting with them, and she's, you know, exchanging notes on why she likes something. So a very natural fit for us. When we met her personally, she was really jumping with joy, I can say, when we met her at your home. And it was really a wonderful feeling to meet her and to meet a person who's so actually, whatever she said is totally, totally, totally correct for us as brand people. We just saw her as the perfect fit for the Body Shop with her complete, you know, naturality. Really, she's a person who feels from the heart. She's a very kind person, as well as, you know, the kind of person that really spreads a lot of positivity around her. And the more you associate with her and the more as the evening goes, you'll see that coming out from her.
Thank you. I think those are very, very, very kind words for me. I feel like, you know, the fact that the Body Shop stands for these values, stands for kindness, stands for environmental sustainability, stands to make a difference, makes all the difference, makes it stand out. And for me to be a part of it, today is a super, super proud day for me because it is something that as a person, I strive to do, I try to do. I always feel like, you know, all of us in this room, I think, are trying, aren't we? We're all trying to make a difference. We're all trying to lend that helping hand. We're all trying to make the world a better place in our own little ways. And we just feel like it's never enough. You know, and every day is a new day where you can make a better difference. So for me, to be associated with this brand is something that to share the same value as this brand, it's like a fuel for my own efforts and my own change that I would like to make.
Shraddha, some time back when we were talking about it, you talked about how everybody should do their own activism for the environment and how environment is such an important part of our being. Would you like to say something about what you've been doing really? And we've seen a lot of you on everywhere that we are seeing. And it's not something that we see others doing. But can you help us understand what you're doing and why you feel for the environment so much?
You know, I always feel like, okay, I should have done more. Yeah. Every single day, I'm like, I need to be doing more. I need to be doing a lot more. I don't feel like there'll ever be a point where anybody can be satisfied when it comes to doing or making a change for the environment, because we all know that it is the need of the hour. Yeah. To get involved and to really maximize. I mean, we have a voice. We have a voice and we have to use it for the right reasons. So I feel like, I personally feel like there's so much more that I want to do. So much more. Whether it's anything to do with the environment, whether it has anything to do with human rights, women's rights, whether it has anything to do with animals' rights, I feel like it's just never enough, but we all should try.
Yeah. And there's something great you're doing, exemplary that you're doing. I know you don't consider it exemplary, but what you're doing in terms of raising a voice for the RA forest.
I definitely don't think that it is something, because a lot of people were asking me, even when we were during some one-on-one interviews, they were super kind. They were like, you know, you're doing this, you're making your time and you're going and you're being a part of this. And my retort to that was that it's nothing special. We have to be doing this. We have to be making a difference. We have to do something. So for me, it's not something that is, I don't think it's a big deal.
Yeah.
Because it should be the most normal thing that any of us should be doing.
And you would like to have everybody raise their voice for it? That you would like to ask them for your support?
I mean, I would just, the only thing that I would tell everybody is that it all starts with trying. And I think it all starts with the first step. And I'm trying my best, and I would want and urge everybody also to try and do their best for Mother Earth.
Okay, thank you.
So Shraddha, as we are talking about the beauty is something which is not just about appearance. It is about the brain, indeed about the heart, and with the heart about the beautiful thoughts. What we just heard your words. So exactly, what's your inspiration? How do you, which is that thing, what inspires you to remain naturally beautiful?
What inspires me to be naturally beautiful? I feel I love one of the Body Shop philosophies, which is that everyone is beautiful. That is one of the philosophies that I absolutely love. And I feel like that is something that I've also been brought up to learn, as I said, by my parents. And this is something I feel is so important to pass on, so important to pass on to everybody around, that beauty is in everything. And that everyone is beautiful. So I think it also starts with yourself. You have to believe that you are beautiful inside out. And it's not about, you know, how you look or how it is that you're made up, your body makeup or whatever it is. Beauty is definitely something that comes from within. And no matter how you are beautiful. And that is something that I believe.
Do you feel that, you know, beauty changes with age, or does it still remain the same, like the roses, evergreen?
Well, it depends on what the definition of beauty is for you and for everybody out there. I think the definition of beauty is so personal as well. Personally, I feel like I don't think beauty has much to do with the exteriors, because true beauty, I believe, is eternal. It's inside out, and it's something that you are what you are, and you're beautiful just the way that you are. No matter, as you said, whether it has anything to do with age or any other factor, I feel like it's eternal. So I don't think that age matters either.
Last question, anyone?
Hi, Shraddha.
Hi.
First of all, I'd like to tell you that I've been adoring you since your first movie. And
thank you so much.
Second of all, congratulations. And my question to you is, what would be the one product you would suggest everyone to use? Like, one favorite product. You know, your go-to product.
It's so difficult for me to just choose one because I'm actually super, super obsessed by the Body Shop products. So if you ask me for a list, I can try to tell you off the top of my head really quickly. I would say the tea tree range. I would say the vitamin C range. I would say the body butters. I would say the lip juices. I would say the Happy Go Lash mascara. All of these is something that I would say everyone should be having. And I have a lot more. I don't remember their names. They have some really, really cool names with the ingredients of the places where they've created that particular product from as well. So there are so many products that I would completely vouch for.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Shraddha. I wanted to say myself. And for all the people around here in this room, you must see the messaging around you. It says nothing about the typical kind of communication beauty brands would make. They're all about feminism. They're all about business for good. They're all about saying everybody's beautiful. They're saying that change the society and change the world in any which way you can imagine with your own strength and with your own courage. And it also says that we should all fight for a fairer and more beautiful world. So there's a lot of important messaging, and we really really hope that you've gone back today with some kind of thoughts, with some kind of something new that you would like to do. And I personally want to thank Shraddha because she, in the last few weeks, she's been very instrumental in bringing some new thoughts to us also here. And she herself leads the fact that she's such a ardent thinker on these issues which affect her local environment. And I really want each of you to go back with this message. And thank you all. And
thank you so much, Shraddha. I must say that your passion, you are so dedicated to the environment and to the animal activism. It's incredible what you do, and your association with the Body Shop just speaks volumes. Ladies and gentlemen, let's give them a round of applause. Both of them are an inspiration. In fact, I want to click a.
I just want to say one thing. I'm so sorry. I just want to say one thing before I think we're done and we're meant to. Go from here now. I just want to say one thing to everyone in this room is that we all need to try. I think that we can take baby steps and we can all just try and make the world a better place. And I really hope that I can do that personally. I would really like to do that because it is the need of the hour. And I think let's try and make the world a better place and start with some baby steps and do whatever little that we can in our capacity. Thank you.